WGRR presents the Tim Carter American Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show here on WGRR. I'm Tim Carter, and it is a wonderful spring morning, and I am glad you have decided to join me today. And, of course, though, you're not joining just myself. You are. We've got Travis here. We've got Ron here. And we have got Jamie Gertzen with me today, too. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you waking up early and coming in here today. And, of course, we have you with us. And you are, in my opinion, the most important part of the show. And I'm glad you woke up to join us. So if you've got a question for me, you want to call 749-1035. That's our number here at WGRR. And I want to let you know the reason Jamie is here, Jamie Gertzen, he is describe it. What affiliation do you have with Apollo Heating and Air Conditioning? I mean, you're like the man, aren't you?
Yeah, Apollo Heating and Cooling is, I don't know about the man. I'd probably dispute with my father, but yeah. Apollo Heating and Air is our family's company, and we've been doing heating and air for three generations.
Yeah, you've been around a while. So, I mean, I've known you all the years that I was building. So if you've got a heating or cooling question, today's the day to call because Jamie's here. He volunteered to come in, spend an hour with us here, and lend his expertise so that, you know, you can benefit. I mean, you know, I know probably enough about heating and air conditioning to be extremely dangerous, you know.
I don't know if you're any different than a lot of people out there, but hopefully we can answer some questions.
Exactly. I mean, the problem is, you know, as a builder, you know, I was involved with it on all my jobs, and I had a fascination with the topic because here's what I always told my customers what I would see in competitive bid situations, for example, when I was bidding against other builders, one of the things I always did is I gave a detailed cost breakdown of what my job was costing, and people would see this number for the heating and air conditioning, and some of them would, like, gasp because they would be a bigger number. And I would say, well, I said, number one, the heating and air conditioning component of new construction, it's the most technical aspect of the entire job, for one. And I said, number two, I said, it controls your environment. I said, why would you want to cut corners if you want your house to be comfortable? And of course, you get that blank stare sometimes. People, all of a sudden, they'd start to understand, wow, I never really thought that it's that important.
Well, you know, I would tell you, typically, most people, you know, when they walk into a new home, the last thing they're going to go downstairs is kick the tires in the furnace.
They're
going to look at their kitchen and their entranceways, the wood floors, the granite countertops, the stainless steel stove and fridge. And that's okay. You know, we're all kind of programmed that way. The problem we see in a lot of homes that are newer is that your temperature control is pretty much non-existent.
Yes. I get complaints here all the time, Jamie, from people who say, gosh, the bedroom farthest away at the end of the house is ice cold or it's too hot in the summertime. My second floor of my house is 10 degrees warmer in the summertime than the first floor. You know, and I go on and on and on about the three or four different things that could have been wrong in the installation as to why that's happening. And it's just rampant through the industry.
Well, there are some main problems there.
Yeah.
One of the ways to fix those things is, you know, creating a system that you zone, and that means you put multiple thermostats through the house on different floors. Because what you have to remember is that thermostat on the first floor really truly controls the whole environment. So if your thermostat is in your dining room or your hall on the first floor, where typically is a pretty average place for them to be, what happens in your master bedroom, which is on the far west side on the second floor, is the thermostat has no idea what's going on up there.
Yes, it's really complicated stuff. So if you have a question about heating and air conditioning, if you're having a problem with your own furnace now, and of course cooling season is right around the corner, you'll want to give us a call today, 749-1035, 749-1035. I've got Jamie Gertzen here from Apollo, and it's a rare opportunity to have an expert like Jamie in the studio, so I really urge you to take advantage of this. So, Jamie, let's talk a little bit about some of the history of your company, and I really think your commitment to quality. I mean, your company reminds me a lot of, I can think of three or four right off the top of my head, one of them being like Barry Keitel.
Mm-hmm.
Barry's a very good friend of mine. He's also third generation, in the plumbing business. And I just have a tremendous amount of respect for people like you. I mean, me, it's different. I'm first generation. I'm the guy who started my deal. So I don't know if my grandkid's going to be Ask the Builder 3. I don't know.
Sure.
But that's neither here nor there. So talk a little bit about Apollo and you know, what you feel has given you that staying power in this marketplace where sometimes just heating companies just come and go.
Well, I think one of the things that Apollo makes us a little bit different than your average heating and air company is that we really spend a lot of time and energy hiring the right people. I think the first thing I would say is if I were to define Apollo sort of as an acronym, you know, A starts with attitude, P is people, of course. O is, you know, basically offering, listening, and learning an opportunity. I think at Apollo, one of the things that we've really dedicated to in the last year is we created Apollo University, which is a 4-year on-site university that we really require and also pay for our guys to basically do about 150 hours of classroom and lab work.
We have excellent.
A full lab set up. And, you know, one thing I realized is that I want to be treated like, you know, I want to treat other people like I want to be treated. And at the end of the day, what's most important to me is that I'm going to offer a service that when I go to, like, a Hyde Park Kroger's and I wear an Apollo shirt, I want people to come up and say, hey, you did a great job.
There you go.
And I really look at it as you know, I joined Apollo Heating and Air after spending some time in corporate America. You know, I wasn't allowed to come right from college into heating and air, so that's been helpful.
So yeah, so that's a good legacy. I mean, that's the and as I found out, that's really what many people out there that listen to this program, that's really what they want. They want you said it, the golden rule. And I've always discovered that there are people out there who are shopping price, but those are not the kind of people I ever wanted to deal with in my business. The price shoppers are not, you know, they typically get what they pay for.
Well, and you know, price, I will tell you, is there is not a really, if you want a cheap price, you're probably going to get a cheap job. Because
yes.
People, for high-quality products and services, it does cost some money because it takes more time, and the products actually themselves are more expensive as well as the labor because you're using a highly skilled individual. And there is a direct reciprocation. You know, the bitterness of a, or the cheap, I guess it goes something like the sweetness of poor, or the sweetness of a low price, and, you know, you quickly realize that was the wrong decision when the bitterness of poor quality shows up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's so true in this industry, and there is what a lot of people don't understand, there are huge differences in just the equipment. I mean, I don't like naming names on the show, but I know of one series of furnaces that they'll sell it to anybody, and if you can fog a mirror, you can walk in and buy one.
Well,
and other companies that make really good products refuse to do it that way and only sell it to trained and dealers who know how to put that good equipment in.
Well, and what you have to remember is the problem with heating and air is we as consumers believe it's like a car. You go to a car lot, you buy it, you drive it off. Heating and air is what I call an unapplied product. It has to still be installed in the home, which
yes.
creates a whole other host of issues. And, you know, I read in the Consumer Reports almost a year ago where they came up and they said 80% of what you buy has to do with the installation, not the product.
Yes.
So, you know, and that's coming from, you know, not me, but somebody else. And I think that's helpful as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, we've got, as I said, if you just happened to join us just a few moments ago, I've got Jamie Gertzen here from Apollo Heating and Air Conditioning. I know it's early. You're not thinking that you need any heating and cooling because the temperature outside today is going to be just glorious in the upper 60s. But we have those 95 degree days right around the corner, and if you wonder why your house is not cooling properly, today's the day to call and ask Jamie some questions, and I'll do my best as well to answer them. So 749-1035 is the number you want to call us at. But when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jennifer. Jennifer, don't go away. I am glad you called today, Ask the Builder, and I'm going to answer your question or do my best when we come back. You're listening to Ask the Builder. It's WGRR. I'll be right back.
WGRR, Oldies 103.5, has a set of hot wheels. A classic. classic 1979 Chevy Corvette, white with red interior. One owner, just over 12,000 miles. And all of its original parts, including tires, with all the state-of-the-art amenities from its day. Power windows, removable T-tops, air conditioning, automatic, even an AM-FM stereo radio with 8-track tape player. Listen every weekday from the WTRR Glenway triple play. When you hear the three songs in a row by the same artist.
One, two, three.
Be the 10th caller at 749-1035 to win a Skyline Chili instant prize. And be a finalist to win the car. The WGRR Hot Wheels Contest from Glenway Chevrolet. Skyline Chili, Johnny's Toys. WGRR Oldies 103.5.
You can always find a great deal at Stein Mart, but if you can find a 12-hour sale, that's the greatest deal you can find.
Well, as luck would have it.
It's this Saturday, 9 to 9.
The 12-hour sale is a great sale.
It's the greatest. It's fantastic.
It's like you're a kid in a candy store.
Woo! It's on Saturday!
Customers tend to get a little excited at Stein Mart's 12-hour sale.
Every single department is going to be loaded with merchandise that's on sale. 30 to 50% off the regular prices, which are already low.
You can find discounts on discounts.
The prices are so, so good.
It's a mind-altering experience.
Clothes for myself, clothes for the kids, clothes for my husband. They've got a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody.
Stein Mart's 12-hour sale, this Saturday.
Opens at 9, closes at 9. Get there early.
Thank you, Stein Mart.
Stein Mart. Once you go, you get it.
Stein Mart on Montgomery Road and Harper Station, in the Rookwood Pavilion, at Dixie Highway and I-75 and Fort Wright, and in Beckett Commons in Westchester.
Wouldn't it be great if you could double everything you wanted without actually paying for it?
I know I only paid for one hamburger, but I'd really like two.
Well, then you'll get two. Enjoy!
It says here I only have $250 in my checking account. Can you make that $500?
You bet I can. Now, how about your savings account?
Boy, two of these would look great in my driveway. How about another one for free?
My friend, it's a deal.
Well, with the Kentucky Lottery's new game, Double Up Cash, if you match two to four numbers, you can double your prizes by also matching heads or tails. Double a $5 cash prize into $10. Turn $50 into a fast $100. Or match all five numbers instead to win the jackpot that starts at $40,000 and grows. Play Double Up Cash. You'll flip over it. Jackpot prize is not doubled and is subject to liability cap. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
There are many historic homes in the tri-state, and American Historical has created a paint designed especially for those treasured beauties. It's available in any color and can be matched to existing colors. American Historical paint offers a 100% warranty on labor and paint for 20 years. Many other warranty options are also available. Just call American Historical Paint at 513-721-1776. Experienced representatives are ready to give you a free estimate. And when you hire American Historical to paint your historic home, they'll do extensive preparation to make sure the application is beautiful, the house is protected, and the paint lasts for decades. Your maintenance costs will be drastically reduced. And remember, there's a 100% warranty on labor and paint for up to 20 years. Call American Historical Paint now at 721-1776. That's 721-1776. And ask about their paint developed specifically for historic homes from American Historical.
The Maytag store is excited to announce the arrival of the high-efficiency front-load washers and dryers at special introductory pricing and 21 months same as cash, only at the Maytag store. We've also received some special Maytag 19-cubic-foot refrigerators with ice makers for only $3.99 and 21-cubic-foot refrigerators for only $5.49 in stock in white and bisque. That's a savings of over 20% and all are ready for next-day delivery. We have a special guest at the Florence location today from 11 to 2. Bring the kids in your camera because Scooby-Doo will be here to help decorate cookies. That's right, the kitchen's baking cookies with plenty of space for everyone to decorate their own. So get into the Maytag store in Florence next to Dick's or in Mason at the Deerfield Town Center to take advantage of these great offers on the Maytag appliances you've always wanted. With 21 months same as cash, it's easier than ever to try what you want at two locations before you buy it. But act fast. When the refrigerators are gone, they're gone.
Carry Automotive is right by you with the right car at the right price this weekend during our certified pre-owned sell down. Choose from over 1,000 used vehicles going on now at all Carry Automotive dealerships.
So check this out. My buddy Brad and I are at the drive-thru at Arby's when we see we can get two bacon cheddar melts for only $3. Sweet, we say to each other. Then after placing our order, we realize that we're flat broke. All of a sudden, our craving for Arby's roast beef sandwiches topped with gooey melted cheese and crisp thick-cut pepper bacon becomes a craving for cash, too. So we search pockets, backpacks, the glove compartment, everywhere, but we're still totally out of cash. So we're almost up to the pay window when Brad gets a bright idea. He hops out of the car and in a German accent yells, "Help us, we only have euros. We need $3 for the cheddar melt, yeah?" And sure enough, some dude behind us forks over the cash. Brad says, "Danke, Shane," and bingo, we're eating bacon cheddar melts. Hey, if you want to eat fast, you got to think fast, right?
Grab two Arby's bacon cheddar melts for only $3 for a limited time at participating Arby's.
It'll have you saying, "I'm thinking Arby's."
Oldies 103.5, where Dick Bartley plays your favorite oldies by request tonight at 7 on Rock and Roll's Greatest Hits. Now back to Tim Carter's American Historical Ask the Builder Show.
Yes, I'm Tim Carter, and you are listening to WGRR, and it's the Ask the Builder Show. We do it every Saturday from 6 until 7, and it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I have to tell you, I do, in fact, appreciate it. It's because of you why this show is number 2 in the city. I mean, we've got like 20, 25 radio stations. We're number 2. I mean, I am very, very proud of that. So thanks so much. And if you want to talk and get online, we do have an open line for you, 749-1035. I've got with us Jamie Gertson from Apollo Heating and Air. It's a rare opportunity for you to talk with a true expert about any type of heating or cooling problem you've got in your home. But now, though, we're going to go talk to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder. It's great to have you here today.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So tell us about the problem with your home.
Well, I have a home that was built in 2002.
Okay.
And it is a three-level house that is built on a slope. And so when you look at the house from the front, it only looks like two stories. But if you look at the house from the back, you can see that it is three stories.
Well, we have a ton of those type of houses here where I live.
Well,
so we're really familiar with those.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
In Florida, you know, the soil is a lot different than it is up where you are.
Yes, yes.
It is very porous, and I think that in making sure that the soil is properly impacted before you start building on a slope like this is very important in Florida.
No doubt about it. In fact, my degree, a lot of people don't know this. I have it in my biography, my autobiography on my website, but my college degree is in geology.
Oh, wow.
So I know a little bit about how houses interact with the planet, you know.
Okay.
So you're exactly right. You're on target here. I know where you're going with this.
Okay. Well, we've had a lot of the house sat vacant for a year before we moved into it in 2004. And within the last year, we have seen several cracks that have been occurring at joints in the walls where the two different flooring systems come together. So you have a concrete slab on the front portion of the house that is the foundation.
Yeah, that's up at the grade level.
Right. And then about midway onto that first level of the house, you then suddenly switch flooring systems so that it accommodates for the area down below.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that a lot of the builders down where you are, they're not even really familiar with, you know, either poured foundations. Was the foundation on that lower level poured, or was it a concrete block?
I believe it was poured.
Okay. Yeah, and they may not be familiar. In fact, I'm confident, because of the problem, that they're not confident of how to connect those two systems together.
Right.
You know, on a residential level, on a commercial, industrial, with some of the bigger construction that's happening down there, those builders absolutely know how to pull off that detail.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I think the problem is. Here's what I think you need to do. Was this a spec house that, one that was a builder was just building, and then you bought it, or is it a custom home that you hired the builder to build it?
It was actually a spec home that the builder built for, we have an event every year here in Florida that is called the Street of Dreams.
Okay.
And the builders come and build these dream homes. And actually, our builder built this home of ours, which is just over 6,500 square feet, in less than a year.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, the photos you sent are breathtaking. It's a spectacular home.
Well, thank you.
But it is. It's gorgeous.
Normally, people who build this size of a house, it takes over a year to do it, but he was pressed for time.
Well, we have the same thing here in town. We call it Homorama.
Okay.
and I don't know how to say this, but I'm just going to say it. The Homorama home would be the last home I would ever buy. that's just me. You know, I'm not saying everybody should have that same attitude. But anyway, here's what you need to do. Do you have any records of or any photographs of the house right after you bought it?
Yes.
Great. Okay. I have a feeling. Is this builder still in business?
Oh yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. You're probably, I used to do a lot of expert testimony work, which is why your email was really appealing to me, you know, because I know when I see people that have been taken advantage of, I get really upset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're probably going to be hiring an attorney, but early in the process, and I actually think that's what you're going to need. Have you brought an attorney into the matter yet at all?
No, we have not.
Yeah, you're going to end up having to hire an attorney, and it's really important to get the right one. You need to do a little bit of homework. You need to find a local attorney who prosecutes these type of cases, and they have to prove to you they've done it. In other words, they actually need to show you, just like you'd ask for references from somebody else,
mm-hmm.
You need to ask, say, okay, I need the names of five people that you've worked for who've had defective houses built, and I want to call them up. I want to see, how it all turned out. And if they can't give you names, then walk out until you find an attorney that can.
Okay.
Number two, you're going to need to hire a certified, registered structural engineer down in the state of Florida, and especially one that specializes in residential work.
Okay.
And I'm pretty confident you'll find one or two in your area. But, like I said, you need to make sure that there's no conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because typically a lot of builders hire, when I was still building, I would hire one or two structural engineers on a regular basis if I had to go to them, if I had a problem. Like, hey, I've got a problem here. How do we solve this? You know, what kind of beam do I put in? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be hiring the engineer that works for this builder.
Right.
Oh, man, that's death on a stick.
Right.
So you got to flush that out early in the process.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is an expert's going to be able to come in, look at the situation. They may even have to do a little bit of destructive testing, you know, pull some things back to see how things were done. And what you're also looking for, if you've got a pen and paper, this is really important. This is where these lawsuits are won or lost early in the game so that you don't burn through a lot of money with the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get a copy of the building code that was in force at the time the house was built, and that's easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to look for as many building code violations as possible.
Okay.
That's where you're going to win because the building code is law. And especially down where you are after 10 years ago with Hurricane Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you develop this list of maybe 10 or 15 or 20 building code violations that really have not much to do with the structural problem,
mm-hmm.
It's a slam dunk.
Sure.
Oh, this thing could be over in 6 months.
Right.
I've seen these things drag out 2 years.
Yeah.
And you want to go right to the heart of the matter and just make this huge list of every single possible building code violation. And then what happens when those two attorneys start to talk, your strong attorney just says, look, we've got you guys, man. You're going to lose this thing if we go to trial. And they settle.
Yeah.
So, and that's really what so you got to pull your emotion out of it, you know what I mean? And just go right to the heart of the matter.
What happens if the builder had a license that he failed to renew at the time that he was building the house and then subsequently renewed it?
Well, I'm not an expert in Florida law, but I would think that's death on a stick.
Okay.
Oh, you know, that just, he's just... What did you say, Jamie?
We also pulled a copy of the building plans from the city that were approved, and the house is slightly different than what was actually built because I'm sure, as you know, when these houses are built for these shows, there's changes made, you know, in a split second on the job.
Yes, yes.
That help better the look of the house, and none of it is approved through the city.
Hey, Jennifer, I can chime in for you real quick.
Okay.
In terms of the renewal of his license, you want to be careful that but not get too hot on that topic, because he could have a grace period of either a 30, 60, or 90 day. You know, it depends on the state, but sometimes I know there are grace periods and renewals.
Okay.
So that could be a sort of an issue from that standpoint. And on the terms of the building, I know that when they what they call bid and spec, and what you're talking about is terms they sort of speculate on what the property is going to look like. The plans are pretty close. Sometimes there are some deviations, and there could have been a change order.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, if there's a change in a building, they're going to call that a change order. So
yeah.
You want to look for the change orders on the products.
That's Jennifer, that's Jamie Gertz. And Jamie is from a heating and air conditioning company here in town, and I've got him in as a guest today. So he and I are both have been involved, you know, in the trades for years. So there's little nuances, but where you're really going to win this case, in other words, that's why I'm glad you brought that up. Where you want your attention diverted to, where you want to be right on target, are these building codes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it for too many years. As soon as I bring up the list of building code violations, what always happened is that the defense attorney, they just gave up. They cried uncle right there.
Right.
Because they recognize, as an attorney, this is what a lot of people don't realize, the building code is a set of laws that's written into the state statute that's not any different than rape, murder, serious traffic violations, white-collar fraud. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's state law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's black and white. That's the beautiful part. See, whereas your engineer, if you're not careful, you can get an engineer in there that says, well, you know, if I would have poured this slab, I would have put steel this way. And the builder said, well, I don't care how you would have done it. I did it this way. And they just get into an argument. There's no law.
Right.
See what I'm trying to say?
Right.
But man, with building code violations, it's ugly. I mean, when you start pointing them out, they have no defense.
Yep.
There's none. Zero.
Well, let me ask you this. If it is a soil issue that you think may be what's causing this cracking because the soil wasn't properly impacted before they started building, remember, this house now went through 3 to 4 hurricanes just in August and September of last year.
Right, and that's what happened. That wind force was pushing on this thing. You bet. And that absolutely is what I think happened. People don't realize how much force. Just pick a piece of plywood up and try to walk across your yard on a halfway windy day.
Yeah.
And imagine how much force is against that piece of plywood, and then multiply that over the entire face of a house.
Right.
You bet they can move.
Okay.
Oh, no. So you have a lot of issues going on. But I just wanted to get you on the same page that it's time for you to call an attorney and get a good one. And then if you need to email me a few little questions about that, feel free to do it. Or you're more than welcome to call back any Saturday, and I'll walk you through this.
Okay.
Because you could, if you're not careful, you can burn through a lot of money quickly.
Right.
But I know exactly how to get right to the heart of the matter.
Okay.
You know, just to minimize your pain and your suffering.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thanks for waking up and calling and ask the builder.
No problem.
All right, pal. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got Ralph, Jim, and Tim. All of you I'm going to take care of. I've also got Jamie Gertzen with me here from Apollo Heating and Air Conditioning. If you've got we've got a good question coming up for Jamie. Look at that. We're going to talk to Tim about air filtration systems. So you want to give us a call, 749-1035. I'm Tim Carter, and this is WGRR.
It's time to do something about your deck. This is Tim Carter with 5 good reasons to check out TimberTech composite decking at McCabe Lumber in Loveland. TimberTech decking is low maintenance. You may never have to paint or stain. TimberTech resists sun and water damage, so it can hold its color and beauty for years. TimberTech is splinter-free and skid-free, making safer for everyone. It's so durable, TimberTech comes with a 10-year warranty, and best of all, it may actually increase the value of your home. You've got to stop by McCabe Lumber in Loveland to see TimberTech composite decking for yourself. When you visit McCabe Lumber, you'll see dozens of models of beautiful wood doors, low-maintenance fiberglass doors, stained glass doors, molding, hardware, siding, and at the McCabe Lumber Design and Remodeling Showroom, it has a beautiful 2-story house built right inside so you can see how the different products look inside a real home. It's a great idea starter for all your home improvement projects. Buy where the contractors do. McCabe Lumber on Northeast Drive in Loveland. You're going to love the folks at McCabe Lumber.
Advance Auto Parts, no matter when or where. Advance Auto Parts, whatever's waiting there.
If you're looking for more in an auto parts store, get ready. Advance Auto Parts is working harder to make our stores better than the rest. Get ready for a cleaner, brighter, better place to shop. Get ready for an auto parts store that's better organized so you can easily find what you're looking for. Get ready for free do-it-yourself brochures. Get ready for Advance TV, our exclusive video how-to network, and other in-store innovations you won't find anywhere else. When you want more than just another auto parts store, the first place to go is Advance Auto Parts.
Around these parts, trouble doesn't stand a chance. For the best parts, people and prices, we're ready in advance. Bring it on. For the best parts, people and prices, we're ready in advance.
What draws more attention to a home? The front door. Choosing the right one can make all the difference. That's why Nisbet Brower carries ThermaTrue fiberglass doors. They're truly better because they combine the rich look of natural wood with the durability of fiberglass, so they won't warp, crack, or rot. ThermaTrue doors have the look and feel of premium wood, but are made of durable fiberglass. Backed by a strong warranty, they offer a lifetime of trouble-free performance and come in many styles. So many styles, in fact, there's a ThermaTrue door to make any home look truly better.
I'm Tim Carter. Come see ThermaTrue's beautiful selection of entryways at the new Nisbet Brower Selection Center. From windows, doors, to cabinets and countertops, solution experts will be at your fingertips to help you, your builder, and remodeler. Visit Nisbet Brower on Redding Road in Evendale or call 671-1440.
Attention, Cincinnati! If you're interested in getting a brand new car and walking away from your loan or lease, don't miss the huge payoff reduction sale at Fairfield Ford. Now through Monday, take out any vehicle and reduce. That's right, reduce your payoff by up to $10,000. Get out of that old car and into a new vehicle with up to $10,000 to pay off your loan or lease. If you've got a $20,000 payoff, now it's $10,000. If your payoff is $10,000 or less, consider it gone. Choose from acres of new Ford Explorers, F-150s, Rangers, and Expedition. Plus, save thousands on acres of Ford factory certified pre-owned vehicles. All with a full 110-point inspection and a 6-year, 75,000-mile Ford warranty. Reduce, that's right, reduce your payoff by up to $10,000. The payoff reduction sale is now through Monday at Fairfield Ford on Dixie Highway, Route 4 in Fairfield. Open 7 days a week, even on Sundays. Call 513-829-8000. That's 513-829-8000.
Loan balance carried to new purchase. Rebates to dealer to qualified buyer.
For 18 years, Curry Electric has been providing prompt, reliable service to Cincinnati area homeowners and business owners. This is Tim Carter here to tell you that you can depend on Curry Electric. From troubleshooting problems to repairing them to adding to your existing electric, Curry Electric provides quality products and quality workmanship. All Curry Electric representatives are in uniform for easy identification, and all are licensed and insured. In an emergency, Curry Electric will be on the scene in less than 3 hours. They're probably working somewhere in your neighborhood right now. When you need help, I encourage you to call Tim, Tracy, or Kendall at Curry Electric, 528-5454. You won't find a more qualified or a more courteous company to do business with. Big or small, for all your electric needs, all you need to know is Curry Electric, 528-5454. Curry Electric, 528-5454.
Oldies 103.5 with Rock and Ron. Playing your lunchtime oldies by request. Weekdays at noon. Now back to Tim Carter's American Historical Ask the Builder Show.
Yes, and of course, if you're a regular listener, you know all about the WGRR Fan Club. If you're not a member, you're making a mistake. That's my opinion. The reason why you get all these free points each week. Right now, I'm going to give away 2,500 points to everyone who's a Fan Club member. The magic code word today is the thing that's on most houses here on the roof in the tri-state area, shingles. S-H-I-N-G-L-E-S, shingles. That's the magic code word today. It's another way to win with WGRR. Okay, let's go talk to Ralph right now. Ralph, it's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show here on WGRR. How are you today?
I'm doing real well. I certainly appreciate your show. And
well, thank you.
Although I'm not an expert yet, between you and your guest, I've learned an awful lot.
Well, yeah. And, well, let me tell you, Jamie Gertson here from Apollo Heating and Air Conditioning, he just rocks. They just got a great company here in town, and I try to align myself with companies that I feel give people a fair shake, you know, that have the same business principles I do, and I just feel that way about Apollo. I've known him for a long time.
Well, I'm sure that between you and him that maybe I can come up with some directions to go.
All right, well, tell us what your problem is.
Okay, I have an earth-burned, passive-solar home, single level, on a slab. The solar works good. I've got electric heat backup. But the house is so tightly sealed, I have no air circulation. And you know, moisture builds up, and I've got mold.
All right, so Jamie, how would you solve his problem?
Well, I think the first thing that you need to do is you need to identify first what kind of mold you have. There's some mold testing out there you can do. We offer a mold testing type kit for $60, and it's sent off to a lab that's going to go ahead and test what kind of mold you have. Because depending on what kind of mold you have and what severity is, you're going to have a mold abatement. Mold today is an uninsurable, it's really uninsurable through your homeowner's policies, and it's also a liability like asbestos was in the 80s. So you got to first identify what type of mold you have. Then secondly, what you're going to do is you want to add, you're probably going to want to talk about some sort of high-end dehumidification, and that would be drying out the home as well as allowing fresh air to enter the home. I'm assuming, what kind of year was your house built in?
Oh, it's probably 25 years old.
Okay, so your house was really built around sort of in the 70s or in the energy crisis era?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it probably is pretty tight and from a standpoint where it doesn't
allow. Oh, it is.
Okay.
Well, here's another thing, too, Ralph, is that, first of all, for mold to grow, it's got to have water. So you're getting some condensation that's happening. You know, you're getting a buildup of water. And one of the things that really works well, too, a lot of people don't realize this, and it really makes sense when you think how you would the old way we used to dry laundry. You'd put it outside, and a gentle breeze would come along, and it actually dries the clothes pretty quickly.
Right.
So this may sound crazy, but you should, at the very least, should consider getting some air circulating in the home. In other words, even though you don't, if for some reason you can't go the direction that Jamie wants you to go, at the very least, get some of those traditional box fans, you know, just that you see, you know, at the discount stores.
Yeah.
And just get the air moving in the house. Because as soon as the moisture starts to condense on these surfaces where you're getting water, you know, that's the fuel for the mold to start growing.
Okay,
so, but I highly urge that absolutely dehumidification that Jamie's talking about, you need some type of air circulating system. I mean, just a traditional forced air system.
Yeah,
Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You could also, you know, the other thing about
this sounds like it's perfect for your Unico system.
Well, I mean, there's some great solutions out there. I think the bottom line is you need to figure out if you want to add some air, fresh air, which is definitely going to help everything. You could also, you know, bring in some fresh air from the outside. Part of the problem right now is that, like Tim said, you have moisture. You have food for the mold, and you also have, it's probably dark where the mold's growing, and those three factors, and it's probably 68 to 72 degrees where that mold is. So you want to make sure to allow fresh air to come in. There are things like ultraviolet lights, which kill mold. There is different type of filtration out there, dehumidification. But in general, you want to really first figure out where your mold's coming for before you run to do all those things. You want to identify the source and then deal with the source and then create more of an offensive strategy than a defensive strategy.
Alrighty, Ralph.
Okay.
If I were you, I think I might want to call up Jamie, have one of the guys stop out, look at what you got. But the biggest thing is, and go to my website if you got. I've got a couple of really recent columns on mold that you really want to read. In fact, I've got a whole section at AskTheBuilder.com about mold.
Oh, okay.
And I highly recommend you read that, and I think it'll really get you up to speed. The key thing is, you can't ever stop mold completely unless you stop the water. That's the key, because the mold spores are constantly around us. They're everywhere. I mean, they come in from the outside, and they're just everywhere. So if you want to stop mold, you just have to keep the inside of your house dry.
Okay,
and when you do that, you're okay, because the mold spores are sitting around there. They're fine. It's like the analogy I give is like landmines. You know, I hate to talk about landmines, but a landmine is out there, and everything's fine as long as you don't step on it, okay? All right? I mean, that's what it is. They're out there. There's millions of them still out there in the world, and they're just sitting there, no problems, no sweat. But if you step on one, you might have a problem. Okay, the mold spores, there are millions of mold spores in every single house here in Cincinnati, unless they've got some kind of the Center for Disease Control HEPA filtration going on, which I doubt. Okay, so that means everybody's got mold as a possible problem, but as soon as you add water to the mix, then you've got the problem. So just get rid of the water, and I think Jamie might be able to help you. All righty?
Okay, we appreciate that.
All right, Ralph, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Hey, thanks, Ralph.
You're welcome. Okay, Travis, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to go through the Jim, Tim, Kim, and boy, I'm going to answer your questions. So please don't hang up. Please be patient. I'll be right with you. You're listening to Tim Carter. Jamie Gertzen from Apollo Heating and Air is with me. If you've got a heating and air conditioning question, today's the day to call. 749-1035. This is WGRR.
WGRR. Oldies 103.5 has a set of hot wheels. Classic 1979 Chevy Corvette, white with red interior. One owner, just over 12,000 miles. And all of its original parts, including tires, with all the state-of-the-art amenities from its day. Power windows, removable T-tops, air conditioning, automatic, even an AM-FM stereo radio with 8-track tape player. Listen every weekday for the WGRR Glenway triple play. When you hear the three songs in a row by the same artist.
One, two, three.
Be the 10th caller at 749-1035 to win a Skyline Chili Instant Prize and be a finalist to win the car. The WGRR Hot Wheels Contest from Glenway Chevrolet, Skyline Chili, Johnny's Toy, and WGRR Oldies 103.5.
If you're thinking about buying a new home or remodeling, keep in mind that windows play a big part. Different windows can make a big difference in the way that you feel about your home, so it's important to get the right ones. That's why Nisbet Brower Selection Center offers Anderson Windows with their high-energy performance, low-E insulating glass insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine, and you'll love the way you feel about your Anderson Windows. Anderson not only offers finely crafted windows and patio doors in thousands of sizes and styles, they also give you natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and long-lasting beauty and performance.
I'm Tim Carter. Come see Anderson's beautiful selection of windows and doors at the new Nisbet Brower Selection Center. From windows, doors, to cabinets and countertops, solution experts will be at your fingertips to help you, your builder, or your remodeler. Visit Nisbet Brower on Redding Road in Evendale or call 671-1440.
You can always find a great deal at Stein Mart, but if you can find a 12-hour sale, that's the greatest deal you can find.
Well, as luck would have it.
It's this Saturday, 9 to 9.
The 12-hour sale is a great sale.
It's the greatest. It's fantastic.
It's like you're a kid in a candy store.
Woo! It's on Saturday!
Customers tend to get a little excited at Stein Mart's 12-hour sale.
Every single department is going to be loaded with merchandise that's on sale. 30 to 50% off the regular prices, which are already low.
You can find discounts on discounts.
The prices are so, so good.
It's a mind-altering experience.
Clothes for myself, clothes for the kids, clothes for my husband.
They've got a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody.
Stein Mart's 12-hour sale, this Saturday.
Opens at 9, closes at 9. Get there early.
Thank you, Stein Mart.
Stein Mart. Once you go, you get it.
Stein Mart on Montgomery Road and Harper Station, in the Rookwood Pavilion, at Dixie Highway and I-75 and Ford Wright, and in Beckett Commons in Westchester.
Attention, Cincinnati! If you're interested in getting a brand new car and walking away from your loan or lease, don't miss the huge payoff reduction sale at Fairfield. Fairfield Ford. Now through Monday. Take out any vehicle and reduce. That's right, reduce your payoff by up to $10,000. Get out of that old car and into a new vehicle with up to $10,000 to pay off your loan or lease. If you've got a $20,000 payoff, now it's 10. If your payoff is $10,000 or less, consider it gone. Choose from acres of new Ford Explorers, F-150s, Rangers, and Expeditions. Plus, save thousands on acres of Ford factory certified pre-owned vehicles. All with a full 110-point inspection and a 6-year, 75,000-mile Ford warranty. Reduce. That's right. Reduce your payoff by up to $10,000. The payoff reduction sale is now through Monday at Fairfield. Fairfield Ford on Dixie High. Highway Route 4 in Fairfield. Open 7 days a week, even on Sundays. Call 513-829-8000. That's 513-829-8000.
Loan balance carried to new purchase. Rebates to dealer to qualified buyers.
Oldies 103.5, where Jim LaBarbera relives the early days of rock and roll in the Hot Wax Hall of Fame. Tomorrow night from 9 to 11. Now back to Tim Carter's American Historical Ask the Builder Show.
Yes, it is Tim Carter, and it's going to be a glorious day. This is one of the days we've been waiting for, so if you've got a project and you want me to help you, you've got to call me, 749-1035. Right now, we're going to go talk to Jim, and Jim has decided to call. Hi, Jim. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder. How are you today?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
And I appreciate your show. But, you know, I had a hardwood floor question, but since you got the heating guy there,
yeah,
could I change it to something else?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. That's why Jamie's here.
Okay. And I don't know if this is something he would know, but I thought I'd ask anyway. I just moved into a condominium, two-story. It's got baseboard heating, and I had the whole house painted. And in the living room, or family room only, on the wall, it was like sooty type, and you couldn't clean it off. But they sealed it, and then they painted it. And when I moved there was no problem. All of a sudden, I started burning candles. Now, I got this one candle that where I noticed that the wick didn't burn down. It was throwing off little black smoke. It ended up being, I like the candles because of the smell in the house and everything, but after a while, I looked over on that wall, and that it's like got smoke going up on the side of the wall, and I tried cleaning it off. I could not clean it off. Did that come from that candle?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you always, when you burn a candle, create soot.
Yeah, and every time, yeah, Jamie and I are
my wife used to like to burn candles, and we don't have any candles in our house anymore because I had to do a whole lot of painting. So.
You'd be surprised how many people call into the show, Jim, and they, you know, they tell me, all of a sudden they start to talk about these black spots on the wall, and my first question always is, are you burning candles? And they kind of hesitate, and they go, yes. and it's that's, you're exactly right. You're throwing off so much soot, you can't believe it. And that soot's going through the natural convection of that electric heater on the wall.
Yes.
What it's doing is if you can actually see these particles because of the convection in the house where the cold air is dropping, it mm-hmm. comes to the underside of that electric heater.
That's right.
It hits
yes.
the coils, and the soot particle's doing this. And then it gets driven up onto the wall, and that convection also creates static electricity. But, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but those soot particles get charged because of the friction, just like rubbing a balloon on your hair because they're moving, and they get attracted to the wall surface. Just like you can rub your hair. Have you ever rubbed a balloon in the wintertime on your hair and stuck it to a wall? Have you ever seen
not
that
really.
Happen?
Not well, yeah, really, I mean, but I've seen it happen.
Yeah, you sure. can just rub a balloon to your hair, stick it on a wall in the wintertime, and it sticks. Well, that's why those soot particles are sticking to the wall above that heater.
So
okay,
my...
now, these heaters that you put the oil in, are they okay?
You mean like a kerosene heater, sir?
No, it's like a warmer, and I think it's got like a little light bulb in it, and you put liquid. It's called a scent liquid-like, and all
oh,
it
you
does
mean...
is...
Like from a Glade, and you plug it into the outlet?
It looks like a little crock pot, and you put oil in it and turn it on, and then it makes the whole house smell good and everything.
Oh, but it's not burning the oil. It's just an electric heater that's heating up the oil.
Heating up the oil and putting a fragrance through the house.
Yeah, and there's no real problems with that.
Yeah, as long as it's not burning the oil, you're okay.
Okay.
So you're fine as long as when you start to burn that oil. When you see that orange flame and that yellow flame in a candle,
yes.
you're not getting complete combustion of the wax. And the reason it's so hard to clean that soot off is because what it is, that soot is it's liquefied wax. And when it finally mm-hmm. gets on the wall again, it turns back to hard wax. And you bet it's tough to clean it off a wall. So candles, in my opinion, are death on a stick. I mean,
they are, absolutely.
There's not a
absolutely.
Candle that burns at my house for that reason.
Never.
I mean, I tell my kids, you're not burning candles. We'll light candles at Christmas time for a little bit of effect, you know, just for dinner, but that's it, man. No candles. And I know the
okay.
candle people, I know the candle sellers are upset at me, but oh well.
That's the way it is.
That's the way it is. All right, any other questions?
Well, I just had one quick one. I'm walking into work right now,
okay.
and I had a hardwood floor, and I asked you about it one time before, and you said there was nothing I could do. But halfway in the hallway, when you're walking on it, it sounds like sticky paper underneath there, like when you're walking on it. I know you got to have expansion and contraction. You got to have, like, the half-inch or quarter-inch gap in there. But what about if I was to try – otherwise, I'm going to tear the floor up. So I thought, what if I took a nail gun and shot down through the floor to where you wouldn't actually see those too bad? Would that mess up the expansion and contraction,
No, it'll be fine. In fact, I wouldn't hesitate doing that as a last resort, because you can get color putty and fill those holes, and you shouldn't even see it. So, yes, try to do that.
What if that's got concrete underneath it?
Well, that's going to be a lot tougher. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, it's going to be tough. And that's probably the problem. It sounds like it's a glue down floor. And you're exactly right. The reason you're getting that sticky is because that hardwood's pulled up from the concrete, and it's still got some stickiness to it. So yeah, it's going to be tough to do that. But you may succeed. Now, just so you know, you can buy. Maybe you want to do this. You can get concrete screws that have a larger head on them, and you can actually create a hole and do exactly what we do on when we create the pegwood floors. You know, in other words, you could actually drill a bigger hole with a countersink, screw the floor down, and then put a very thin piece of wood in that makes it look like you've got a pegged floor. Now, you know, like the old-fashioned right. pegged floors? You might
I thought about that.
Yeah, you might solve it that way.
I appreciate your help, and thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in.
There, that's with you.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Jim. Okay, let's go talk to Tim. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Kim. We're going to go talk to Kim. And, Kim, it's a pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for holding on. People have the patience of Job.
No, that's okay. I want my question answered.
Well, I'll do it.
Okay. I am in the process of finishing a basement. It's a walkout. I have 3 kids under 9, and I'm looking for a flooring.
Okay, you're looking for a flooring that's indestructible.
Well, that's not going to, when the kids come through the door, track in all the moisture or whatever, if they're running in and out, all the dirt. I'm looking at carpet going,
that's not
going to work.
Okay, is the basement in this house, do you have zero water problems with it? No water coming in?
No water coming in.
I'll tell you what, I'm a huge fan of cork flooring.
You know, I saw that on your website, but I saw where any moisture, and I didn't know if that... the kids coming in and out moisture.
No, they're not going to hurt that at all. In other words, I spill water on my cork floor all the time.
Okay.
And if you saw down in my office how I abuse my cork floor and it still looks gorgeous when I clean it, you would not believe it. It is an incredible surface. So cork's number one. I'm going to give you a couple options. Cork's number one. The number two, which is indestructible, would be slate, and slate is very affordable.
Okay.
You know, and it's not that hard to put down.
More than the cork.
Oh, the cork's easy and inexpensive. The cork is the easiest flooring material I've ever put down in my life.
But it's expensive.
Oh no, it's not. It's not if you get the glue down stuff. You don't get the interlocking planks. You just get the glue down. And natural cork in Atlanta is who I got mine from.
Okay, and it's directly to the concrete floor.
You bet. It's exactly how it is in my whole house. It's unbelievable. And you just put 4 coats of polyurethane on it, water-based polyurethane.
Right.
Okay, so slate would be number two, and slate would be a little darker, but what I like to do with slate floors is then put some area rugs around to soften it.
Okay.
You know, and the area rugs are easy to roll up and clean. See what I mean? But those are the two that I would go with.
Awesome.
Okay, Kim, anything
else?
Thank
you very much.
Well, call us anytime.
I'm sorry, Jamie, I don't have any questions.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. I learned something just about now, so I'm feeling pretty good, too.
All right. Well, thanks. Call us any week.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, George, Emerson, you guys, I'm going to answer you offline, so don't go away. Jamie, thanks for joining us today, man.
It's been fun, man.
Remember,
fun.
If you have a heating and air conditioning question, or during the week, call Jamie at Apollo Heating and Air Conditioning. The number's 271-3600, and, of course, their website, apollo-hvac.com. And during the week, if you need me, you know what to do, askthebuilder.com. I want to thank Travis. I want to thank Ron for helping today. We'll be here next week, so more Ask the Builder a week from now.